Patricia scanned the damage with her flashlight. Napkins, coffee filters, apple cores, toaster strudel boxes, wadded Kleenex, folded blue incontinence pads. Either raccoons or really big marsh rats had gotten into the trash and torn everything to shreds. The biggest white bag had been dragged into the narrow alley between the blank brick wall of their house and the stand of bamboo marking the boundary of the Clark's house behind them. She heard the slurping sound of someone eating jelly as she flicked her flashlight up to the bag. It was cloth, actually, and not white, but pale pink, and covered in rosebuds. It had dirty bare feet, and when the flashlight beam struck it, it turned its face into the light. The harsh white beam picked out every detail with unforgiving clarity. The old woman squatted in a pink nightgown, cheeks smeared with red jam, lips bristling with stiff black hairs, chin quivering with clear slime. She crouched over something dark in her lap. Patricia saw a raccoon's nearly severed head hanging upside down over the old woman's knees, tongue sticking out between its bared fangs. The old woman reached one gory hand into its open belly and scooped up a fistful of translucent guts. She raised that hand, shiny with animal grease, to her mouth and gnawed on the pale lavender tube of intestines while squinting into the flashlight beam.
May I help you?
Patricia didn't know what else to say. The old woman slowed her gnawing and sniffed the air like an animal. The heavy smell of fresh feces, the suffocating stench of spilled garbage, the iron reek of the raccoon's blood forced their way up Patricia's nose. She gagged, stepping backward, and her heel hit something soft. She sat down suddenly in the pile of greasy white bags, struggling to get up, trying to keep the flashlight beam centered on the old woman, because she was safe as long as she could see the old woman. But the old woman was halfway to her already, crawling on her hands and knees, coming too fast, plowing through the spilled garbage, dragging the raccoon's forgotten corpse along by its head.